In our studios is the mayor of Northfield, Rhonda Powdell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're surviving the cold out there.
I am. It's a little frigid, so it's good that we have school that is a little bit late start.
2 hour late start today.
Yes.
Yeah.
My kiddo is at home and he's still sleeping too, just like hopefully a lot of our other school children are. So
it gives them a rare midweek opportunity to get an extra hour or two in.
Yes, yes. On top of, right, they're already late start, but that's just so important for our young people to be able to have that extra time, as it is for our teachers who would normally be utilizing this time, right, to prepare and do some extra things so that they can function in their role well for our kids. So.
You know, when I came in about 3 hours ago, it was 22 below. But it's warmed up. It's 14 below now.
Yes.
Yeah, so the 2 hours late, by then it'll be only probably single digits below zero,
yes.
Maybe even close to zero.
Yeah, we're getting closer. It's getting warmer.
Well, this week we invited you in, and thank you so much for coming in to talk about some awards or some distinctions that will be passed out, and also about some opportunities that the public might have. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, awesome. So every year around this time, we start with, well, actually throughout the whole year, even as we prepare for our budget, it's really kind of almost a year-round process. Our 2022 State of the City Address is March 21st. And as part of that process or that event, we like to really recognize some of our amazing public servants and inspire some future leaders within our community. And so one of the ways that we've done that is we've created the Mayor for a Day essay contest, which we've talked about a little bit before, which is so fun. We also have an Ethical Leadership Award that we pass out to a high school junior or senior, and we have a Board and Commission Member of Excellence Award that we pass out, in addition to a Living Treasure Award, which recognizes someone within their arts and culture community that really has been making a difference. We also recognize then an Employee of Excellence, as well as our Human Rights Award winner and Humanitarian Award winner, which was Matt Hillman, Superintendent of Schools this year. But really just want to focus on the three that we are in the process of really asking people to submit applications or to nominate folks for three. So the Ethical Leadership Award and the Board and Commission Member of Excellence Award, those we have people that actually nominate people for those awards. Our Mayor for a Day essay contest, that's our fourth and fifth graders. And I'm hoping that there's lots of creative juices flowing out there for that one, for our fourth and fifth grade students to really think creatively. If you have an open canvas, which our Ames Park is, you know, what could that look like? What is a strategic or really creative and inspiring piece of artwork that you can put in that space that would be really welcoming to people in our community? So
yeah, the Mayor for a Day is an essay contest, and each year there's a different topic.
Yes,
and you were referring to this year it's what piece of artwork would you like to put in Ames Park?
Yeah,
it's interesting. Now let's talk about how you came up, you or whoever came up with that. I'm not sure if it was you or somebody else, but how that was decided upon.
Yeah, well, as we've done a few different topics over the years and really tried to relate it back to our strategic plan. So we've highlighted parks in general. We've talked about the characteristics of a leader, which we want a city that functions well, and that starts with people, right? And this one, it really focuses in on one of our parks that aligns our river or borders our river, which is part of our Riverfront Enhancement Action Plan. So Ames Park is one of those, I think it was called in our Parks Open Space and Master Trail Plan, as one a string of pearls. Babcock Park, Riverside Park, and Ames Park are a string of pearls, and it was encouraged that we really look holistically at all three of those parks together as we move forward into the future. And the Riverfront Enhancement Action Plan was really another deeper dive to bring that into fruition, I would say. And so we have not put together any specific plans for Ames Park yet, but in our Riverfront plan, it talks about Ames Park as a village green on the water. and really points out that there's a really a strategic opportunity there for that to be a warm and inviting space for people driving by, as well as really look at how could we better utilize the space 365 days out of the year, right? So the question is, if you were mayor for a day, what artistic feature would you add to Ames Park that would enhance or increase the love people have for our community, build upon Northfield's small town charm, and create an inviting and welcoming fun space where people of all ages and abilities would like to be? So that's the question. And part of what we do for our fourth and fifth grade students is put together a little bit background information to really get their creative juices flowing and help them, give them an some additional information for them to just inspire them to think about creatively about how would they answer that question and what ways as community members that we really want our fourth and fifth grade students to feel like this is their community, even as we have the artwork at the corner there by the library where our high school students really work on that. That's a place of pride and a sense of ownership that's created there when we engage our young people in thinking about what sort of community would they like to help create. So our students are just amazing. They put together some pretty amazing creative pieces of work here, and I know through the years as we've done this, the president pro tem, whoever that may be, this year is Councillor Reister. We have so much fun reading through all of those essays, and it's just a privilege to be able to engage our young people. So,
from the standpoint of the artistic vision of that, do they have to submit a drawing with that or just describe what they would do?
Well, I don't want to say no, because it's really, it is up to that student on okay. what they want to do.
All right.
As you can see here, there's mm-hmm. an online application so people can fill it out online or they can print off the form and submit it. And there's all of the information for this is right on the City of Northfield's website. You can even view a video of last year's contest winners. So, and they're absolutely amazing. It's so fun. I watched it again last night. We have some
like
great
fun.
Young people. So,
Mayor Pownell is with us this morning. We're talking about some of the awards and achievements that people have had over the course of 2021. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a couple other awards that you have, and people will need to be nominated for those. So tell us what they are again and how they make the nomination.
Yeah. So our other one that we have that I wanted to just touch on here is our Ethical Leadership Award. And again, this is there. We have a Mayor's Youth Council. We have many of our board and commission members have youth sitting right on them and even out into the community, right? We have this Youth on Boards program, just really encouraging our young people to be active and engaged and making this part of their community. One of the key aspects that makes a successful community is really how you lead. And the Ethical Leadership Award really tries to hone in on that a little bit. And again, it's we need a faculty member or a staff member of the Northfield Public School System or area schools. We're asking them to nominate a high school junior or senior. And some of the qualities that we're looking for in that is a student that demonstrates innovation. They're recognized for contributions to innovations in their work. They're unique and effective approaches. They have integrity. They demonstrate and articulate and expects high ethical standards, not only for themselves, but for others. Leadership and service. They devote their time and resources to continual improvement of others. They have the trust of their peers. So again, just really wanted to encourage and help our young people to know and understand that the importance of the quality of a person goes deeper than just your output. It's your character. And this High School Ethical Leadership Award really tries to hone in on that.
You also have an award for for meritorious service on boards and commissions.
Yeah.
And let's talk about, first of all, the boards and commissions. That is very integral part of the city of Northfield, and it's just getting the work done and the citizens' input on that. Yeah. And do you have some availabilities right now on those boards and commissions? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we are always taking applications for our boards and commissions. We have about 15 different boards and commissions throughout the city. They work on housing, economic development. We have a library board, an arts and culture board. We have an environmental quality commission board, the mayor's youth council, of course. We have the youth, the Northfield ASAP, gosh, in this moment, right? They're working on substance use for our youth, really trying to encourage our youth to make good decisions. Mm-hmm. So really lots of opportunities for people. If they want to become active and engaged in the community, this is a really great first step. Most of our boards and commissions meet once a week, or no, not once a week, once a month. Is the general time frame, and some of them meet more on a quarterly fashion. But the amount of time and effort that you put into it is really up to you as a board or commission member. But they do really important work. They're our first place that we go to when we're asking for advice and input, like our park board and our planning commission. Many of them are Heritage Preservation Commission. Many of our boards and commissions play a really integral role in the development of our city plans, the comprehensive plan, the riverfront plan. We engaged a lot of our different board and commission members to really sit on that riverfront commission or task force to really guide the development of that plan. And that there are really amazing public servants out there in the community. Many of them have served for like well over 9 years. Some of them have served on multiple boards and commissions over the different years. And they're just dedicated servants and play such an important role in our community. And the board and commission member of excellence is really that opportunity for us to really highlight their dedicated service and all the many hours and their leadership and everything that they do behind the scenes that maybe people aren't aware of, and really recognize one of them and their contributions that they've made to our community.
And you mentioned 15 of them. I pulled up the list on, just go to the city's website, and under the top tab, government, yep, there's a drop down. Boy, there is something really for everyone. If you have any area of expertise, and if you have certain areas of expertise, that's all the better, or a love for that. Yeah. Arts and Culture, Charter Commission, Economic Development Authority, Environmental Quality, Heritage Preservation, Hospital Board, Housing and Redevelopment, Human Rights, Library, Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention, Fire and Rescue, NAFRS, Northfield Transportation Advisory Committee, the Youth Council, Parks and Rec, Planning Commission, Rental Housing. I think I got everything there.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot going on.
It is, you know, and one of the things in our board and commission governance work that we're doing, we're finding that most cities don't have that many board and commissions. And it's really a tribute to the culture here that we've had throughout the generations, where people really value this community, want to be able to make a difference. And this is one of the ways that you can.
Yeah, definitely. So check that out. Once again, it's just right on the city's website. See if one of those are a good fit for you, and make your application. Can they apply online? Do they need to go to City Hall? Or
no, the application is all online, and it's wonderful. We take applications throughout the year. Our board and commission appointment process is typically starts around towards the end of the summer, and I try and make those official appointments around October. But we're always taking applications, and we will keep those, and if a position opens up or whatever, we'll take a look at those and consider making appointments, sometimes even mid-year. You just never know, so.
Mayor Pellinella is with us this morning. Mayor, anything else you'd like to talk about while we have here?
I just wanted to take a moment to recognize some of the other Board and Commission Member of Excellence individuals that have received this award in the past. Mm-hmm. Vonna Jean Flom, she served on our Arts and Culture Commission, was an amazing advocate for the arts in our community. She's just an amazing individual. Dana Norvold, she served on our Housing and Redevelopment Authority. Alan Anderson and Alex Miller, they co-chaired our Climate Action Planning Committee, and they did such an amazing job with that. And Alice Thomas, who currently sits on our Heritage Preservation Commission and is one of those that has served on multiple commissions for a lot of years. Just really some really great people within our community, and hope that other people will consider serving as well. This is a great opportunity.
Yeah, those are all, I know pretty much everyone on that list, yes. And they're all just nice people. I mean, they're regular people like anybody else listening to that, but they have just chosen to take a step up and involve themselves with something they love, and their sense of duty and their passion for their particular area of expertise stands out. So wonderful job to all of them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this year's recipient will be richly deserving as well.
Yes.
All right. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next weekend when we get back to city business at a